It is time now for Talkin' Books, made possible by Epilogue Books on Franklin Street. Relax and unwind in the heart of Chapel Hill with a delicious coffee, a captivating book, indulgent chocolate, or a glass of wine or craft beer with friends. Epilogue is a place where people can gather to cultivate new ideas, learn old ones, or escape into the welcoming atmosphere that books, chocolate, and coffee all provide. You can escape at the Chapel Hill Public Library as well, and we've got Susan Brown, who heads up the library here in the studio for Talkin' Books. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay. It's the weather.
You're not great. It's the weather.
It's the weather.
Yeah. It's going to get better.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Today?
No.
No. Okay.
But later.
Soon?
Soon.
Okay.
When will it soon be now?
Right? I am one of those people who, when there's like large, like these big swings in the weather, I get like the barometric pressure.
Oh, going from like 80 degrees to 50 degrees and
things.
Sunny to, yeah.
And so I got out of my car this morning here and I was just like, oh, this is, well, I'm feeling it.
Also, apparently pollen season is going to be fantastic this year. Like my cat is already sneezing from the pollen that exists now. Oh, and we're still a month away from peak pollen. So.
Yeah, when is the month when everything turns yellow?
Late March, early April. I can tell you that for sure because in 2016 on NCAA Championship Day, I don't know if you came on with me that day, but we were out on Franklin Street for like five straight hours doing pregame coverage. And I swear once that was done, I sneezed for 45 minutes straight. It was terrible. I missed the whole first half.
Wow. I love it. So other than a little bit of weather-related blahs, but
yes.
You assure me that it's going to change
it
soon.
It will get better.
I'm well, and things at the library are well. Not going to have that prescribed burn anytime soon with this weather, but
right.
That will be coming soon. We had like 100 people or more come out for the walk on Saturday, which was awesome. And I know you were just talking, and we were chatting about the Estes Connectivity Project. Ooh, that's going to have some impact on the library being situated
so
where we are.
So that project is not going to affect like the intersection at the library, right? That's further up the road.
Right. It's more just people trying to get to and,
get to and from.
Just thinking about, you know, I have a kid at Phillips who drop off, pick up. And I've made clear to him, you will be walking for the, like, there is no more. Maybe if it's pouring rain, I'll venture up there and come through the line. But other than that, I'm going to drop you off and you'll walk, you know, from a side street.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad to walk.
No, it's not.
Maybe in the pouring rain, it would be bad. In the snow, in the sleet. They would cancel school at that
right,
point anyway.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Chapel Hill. Cool. So other things going on at the library that folks should know about?
Our friends have their basket raffle going on.
Nice.
The really cool baskets are in the window of the AMH, the Bookie Monster. And then they have their book sales coming back.
End of March, right?
End of March.
Yep.
Super excited about that, and it's going to be just like the old good old days book sale with all four meeting rooms, 3 days, members only the first day.
Love it.
Bag sale on Sunday. It's going to be great.
Nice.
Yeah.
And as for the prescribed burn, like there's got to be a sweet spot between like it's raining so we can't do it or it's been dry the last week and a half so we can't do it.
Plus wind.
Wind's right. So it has to have rained semi-recently but not right now.
Right.
So what's the sweet spot? Is like it rained 2 days ago.
Well, that's
so
why
now
we ask our friends at the Forestry Service to do this for us. So they will monitor the weather. There's like a 3 week window that we're aiming to do this. So they'll sort of, you know, let us know a couple days ahead, like, oh, it could be this day, and then maybe, and then, okay, we're doing it, and then we will let everybody know.
Nice. All right, talking with Susan Brown, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org is the website for more from the library, including the controlled burn of the Friends book sale coming up later on this month. Let's talk books. Big thing in the news this week, if you're in Chapel Hill, is, of course, Carolina beating Duke on Saturday. Carolina was a huge underdog heading into that game, came away with a double-digit victory, which is great. So in honor of that, books about underdogs that ended up winning unexpectedly.
Yeah, so a couple things before I get to my underdog book. Number one, I was watching that with my younger teenager and just screaming vile things at the screen, so much so that my sweet husband had to leave the room a couple times, and I reminded him of the title of the great book, To Hate Like This Is to Be Happy Forever.
Right.
Great number book. Two, you know, we were going to do books about handshakes, but we couldn't make them work. Or handshake gates, handshake controversies.
Gate. Handshake gate.
Handshake gate.
Yeah. I'm coining that phrase. I'm hoping it sticks. If it does, credit me. Handshake gate. That's what
handshake
we're calling
gate,
it.
TM. Yeah. Yeah. But we went with underdogs.
Underdogs.
So, yes. So,
wait, was your son yelling at the TV with vile rage because Duke was losing, or at Duke because UNC was winning?
It was just at Duke in
okay,
general.
Okay, good. No, just making sure. Just
whatever was happening in the game, it was screaming vile hatred at Duke. It was something. Anyways, so books about underdogs. The book that I want to talk about, I was struggling, and I was like, what book am I going to talk about? And then I thought, I found this book in the little free library in Timberline about a month ago, and I'm going to talk about it, because it's about perhaps the quintessential underdog. So the book is called Dewey Defeats Truman.
Oh, nice.
And of course, Truman was a huge underdog. Everybody thought that Dewey was going to win, so much so they went ahead and printed the newspapers, right? So this is a novel with that title, and it's really interesting because it's set in the era of the campaign, so 1948,
right.
And it's set in Dewey's hometown of Oshawa, Michigan. Owosso? It's
Owosso.
In Michigan.
Owosso? There's an Owosso, yeah.
Yes, so that's where he was from. So the town...
My grandma lives 15 minutes down the road from Owosso.
You go.
Yeah, it's very cute.
The town is assuming that Dewey's going to win, so they are getting ready for this influx of tourists to come to the new president's hometown. The whole town's ready. And then within that preparation, there's this sort of small town love triangle between local people who are also running for office, and it's got this kind of almost like Midsummer Night's Dream Shakespearean vibe to the plot and the characters. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's just a wonderful small town story inspired by a great underdog. So Dewey Defeats Truman, and the author is Thomas Mallon.
That's awesome. Yeah. I did not know Thomas Dewey was from Owosso. That's interesting.
There you go.
I don't know why I didn't
and I
know
found
that.
It in a little free library. Thanks, Timberline neighbors.
And to think that I saw it in a little free library.
Right.
Awesome. So nonfiction, I was going to go with Team of Rivals, Doris Kearns Goodwin, which is a great book about another presidential election, 1860, where the underdog ended up winning the nomination, really more than the presidential election, because by the time you get to the presidential election, it's kind of not the underdog anymore, but Lincoln getting the nomination was a surprise, and the story behind all of that is really cool, and Goodwin does a great job covering that. But what I want to recommend is, and I mentioned this one before, but Matt Christopher, the kids, like young adult novelist who writes like sports related books. He's written a ton of books, like a lot that are after my time that I never got around to reading. But during my time, there was a book that was my favorite book in the whole world for like a good couple of years called The Year Mom Won the Pennant, which is, I think I've mentioned it before, it's this like ragtag baseball team that loses its coach, and the main character's mom has to like take over at the last minute as coaching the team. And it's just, it's a great story about just like growing up in the summertime and friends going through trials and turmoils. But in the context of it all, in the background, is this bunch of kids that are not really all that good at baseball, and the mom that has to take over as coach at the last minute, and it all just kind of comes together, and the team starts winning and winning major league style. And then, I mean, spoiler alert in the title of the book, they win the pennant, but it's a really fun book. So that one.
So I'll say, I am just not a baseball fan.
Yeah.
I'm just not. Like, I like going to the Durham Bulls games to have a beer and a pretzel and hang out, but I'm not a fan of baseball. But if you say it's a movie or a book about a, quote, I think you said ragtag baseball
yes.
team, I am there. Like, I will read it and watch it and binge it. So,
any ragtag team. Yeah, ragtag yeah. baseball. There you go. Hey, that's Talking Books for this morning. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for the library. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, let's keep the conversation going. Epilogue Books on Franklin Street is a great place to meet up with a friend to discuss recent reads or enjoy some peaceful alone time in their beautiful space. Head over to their Instagram page at Epilogue Books CH. Check out their new release, Tuesday recommendations. They got new ones out just yesterday. Check out what their staff is enjoying week after week. And you can check out their cafe menu and shop for books and gifts online at epilogbookcafe.com. All are welcome at Epilogue Books.